Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 17, Anime Episode 9. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 9?
The title of Episode 9 was Honorable Liar, Captain Usopp. And this was our introduction to the character of Usopp. I have to say, so far, this is my least favorite episode. Not a great deal happened in this episode. And Usopp is quite a bit more annoying than he is in the live-action version. But be that as it may, we establish Usopp is essentially the boy who cried wolf, running through town, shouting, "The pirates are coming, the pirates are here, run for your lives." Unlike the live action, where they come up with a fairly plausible reason why he does this, in the anime, it seems like he just does it for fun. And just to taunt the villagers and make them chase him. And then he hides from them in a tree and laughs to himself about, "Oh, well, my work is done for the day." Very strange character. Anyway, he has three little kids that look up to him and see him as their captain, and that they are a pirate crew. And then one of the kids comes up running and says, "Oh, my gosh, there are actual pirates showing up on the shore." Well, this, of course, turns out to be Nami, Luffy, and Zoro in their two ships. And so Usopp comes up with this ruse to raise a whole bunch of black pirate flags on the cliffs to make it seem like there are a lot of pirates up there, and tries to, you know, challenge Luffy to you know, use his bravado to make the real pirates go away. But Luffy just thinks that's funny, and stares Usopp down so that, you know, Usopp can't even bring himself to fire his slingshot, and he falls down the cliff and they all laugh. Let's see, what else happens in that episode? Oh boy, I've got to that point, but now I'm kind of drawn a blank. It just wasn't that impressive of an episode to me. Not that much happened beyond that. I mean, I'm sure there was something that happened at the end to get us to the next episode, but seems like it was a cliffhanger. Boy, I'm really drawing a blank on what happened after Usopp was revealed. I don't know. Maybe someone else in the podcast can help me out with that.
Perhaps.
Oh, I just remembered what it was, though. Right. So Usopp ran off to his friend, Kami. Who is a rich girl that lives in the big mansion. And now we're getting back into some of the stuff I liked from the live action. Usopp regularly climbs the tree outside Kami's second floor window and talks to her and tells her stories of his great tales as a pirate, and basically just cheers her up because she's a sickly girl who's stuck in the house all the time. And so she loves his stories, and he makes her laugh. Meanwhile, his crew, the little kids, tell Luffy that that's where he is and that's what he does. So Luffy, who is determined that they need a bigger ship, thinks, "Oh well, we'll just go, you know, ask the rich person to help us get a bigger ship." So he and Zoro and Nami go to the gates of this mansion, where, you know, we've also introduced the head butler, whose name I cannot remember, but he's the guy that always pushes his glasses up with the palm of his hand. And He's, you know, pretty austere and a little bit sinister. Anyway, Luffy doesn't stand on ceremony and uses one of his gum gum abilities to slingshot himself up over the metal gate, and everybody happens to grab onto him at that moment, so they all go flying over the metal gate and land in the yard of the mansion. And then Kami comes out and meets Luffy, but then the butler shows up and is disapproving of them, you know, showing up like this. And then at the very end, we get this totally weird looking guy walking down the road. This real skinny tall guy who looks like some kind of Mick Jagger era rock star with heart-shaped sunglasses. And that's it. He turns the camera and that's the end of the episode. So it's like, who the heck is that? That's what I remember.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, who likes to call himself Captain Usopp. He is a guy with black hair and a very thin, pointy nose, long, pointy nose. Likes to wear a brown tunic with a sort of a bluish sash. And he considers himself to be a great pirate, or at least he pretends to be a pirate. I don't think at this point we know exactly what he believes about himself, but he sure likes to tell lies a lot.
Who is Yasop?
This is one of Shanks's crew, I believe. He is the father of Usopp. We meet him in flashback. I do not remember his name. He has brown hair and a sort of a bandana to keep his hair back. Wears an open collar blue shirt and is very good with a pistol.
Who is Carrot, Onion, and Pepper?
Who is Tamanaji? Who is Peeman? Who is drawing a blank? Help me out there, Bones.
Carrot. Carrot-o.
Incorrecto.
Who is Minjin?
These are the three kids who consider themselves to be Captain Usopp's crew. And their names are something like, I don't know, Onion and Pepper and Oregano, or I don't know, Sassafras. I don't remember their names. One kid's got glasses and yellow shirt and a blue vest. And then another kid has green hair and a green shirt with a pirate emblem on it and a green sash. And the third kid has a red beanie. He has purple hair that covers his eyes and wears a gray hoodie with a brown sash. They're little squirts who carry tiny wooden swords and really idolize Usopp as a great captain, even though ultimately they do seem to know that he's a big liar.
Who is Kaya?
So this is Kami, and she is a rich girl who is ill and in bed rest, and she has blonde hair, pale skin, and and eyes that would not make room for her brain.
Who is Kahoji?
Who is Kurune?
This is Kaya's butler. I do not remember his name. He has a very interesting tuxedo suit that is black, with a collar that's extremely long and curly, and two gold motifs on his chest, on either side of his tie. He wears glasses, has black hair, and has a habit of adjusting his glasses with the palm of his hand. And he is a very serious, stiff character.
What was the setting in this episode?
This was set largely in a little village on the seashore, with a bit of action on the boats piloted by Luffy and Nami. And then it took place on the cliffs, the seaside cliffs, and then in the village itself. And finally, at Kaya's mansion.
What was the combat in this episode?
The only combat that I remember at all, because there was no real combat at the beach. Usopp was bluffing. Luffy didn't have to do anything to actually fight him. Luffy did perform one of his rubber tricks to launch himself and his friends over the fence at the mansion. I believe that was Gummo Gummo No. Oh, it wasn't Slingshot. The English was pardon intrusion. Gummo Gummo No Roketo.
Good.
Parker, do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Just to reiterate, I think the live action explanation for why Usopp always runs through town shouting about pirates is a lot more believable. It's not perfect, but it's a lot more believable and easier to be sympathetic to him than him just being basically just an overgrown brat who likes to make trouble. So far I tend to prefer him in the live action.
Aha. And so this will conclude indeed our impressions and guide on anime episode 9. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr.